good morning. It's 11 a.m. on 850 WFTL in South Florida, 1080 a.m. in Central Florida, and 1060 a.m. on Florida's Space Coast and Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis, and I am here again today with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, PA.
And Brandon.
And Brandon.
Right.
Yes, the fifth grade son of Eric Glazer. A law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale and Orlando and a satellite office in Tampa, Fort Myers, and Naples. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where in the state you are. So give us a call right here in our studios. It's toll-free, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, make sure to go to the show's website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list. There's a button for that because by joining each week, you'll get announcements about the show, our blog, information about our free seminars. So many are coming up. Copies of our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, should board members get paid? And would that put a stop to condo and HOA crime? That's always a hot topic. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
There'd be definitely more people wanting to be on the board if they got paid.
That's for sure.
Speaking about condo crime, I heard that you actually taught a course this week all about crime in our Florida Community Association.
Yeah, I sure did, Karen. And I had the honor of teaching a bunch of graduate students this week at Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton. By the way,
whoa,
yeah,
they should have won.
Congrats to their football team. Even though they lost, they played a great game against the Gators yesterday. And if they weren't playing in the swamp, I think they would have got two pass interference calls.
Totally. They were
right?
All over them.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it was a great day for the football program. But I taught there this week, a graduate course, and these kids enrolled in a business ethics course. And Professor Richard Genler, another fine South Florida attorney, he thought it would be great to teach about ethics in our community associations and how oftentimes those ethics are breached. And unfortunately, I actually had a lot to talk about. And I showed the class some videos of cases that were on the news recently, and we reviewed the laws about when directors can get personally sued, personally liable for their actions. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, they seem to enjoy it. So thanks again to Professor Genler and Florida Atlantic University.
Is that just another hat that you wear? My
right.
goodness. Well, last week we spoke about a case on Florida's West Coast where a treasurer helped himself, imagine that, to the association's funds to pay off a foreclosure judgment and even signed a confession, but the police didn't want to prosecute him, forcing the state attorney's office to make the arrest.
I mean, that's a little hard to believe, even with a signed confession,
right.
Don't you think?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but it says here the police didn't want to arrest the guy because the treasurer allegedly felt bad about what he did. Oh, man. I bet you.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sure Bernie Madoff felt really bad about what he did when he got caught.
Right.
You know, a lot of people feel bad about it. But that's not a reason to not arrest somebody.
Yeah, think about how things work. You know, a kid steals a pocketbook with $10 in it. Rest assured that kid's going to get arrested no matter how bad he feels after getting caught. But, you know, you steal $20,000 from a community association, and according to this one detective, we'll let you slide if you feel bad and say I'm sorry.
It's felony
ridiculous.
Larceny.
Yeah, just absolutely horrible.
It is a problem that a condo in HOA, it is a problem that the crime simply isn't prosecuted vigorously enough, is it? Is it taken seriously enough?
Sometimes, no, it really isn't taken seriously enough, condo crime. There's no ways about it.
Yeah, I mean, there was this case we had in our office where the president allegedly stole $10,000 from the association by paying himself as the association's certified association manager, even though he wasn't licensed. So it's something pretty easy to check up on. And instead of the state attorney's office charging him with grand theft, they charged him with a misdemeanor of practicing as a manager without a license. I mean, I don't know. That's
guy stole a ton of money, right?
I mean, that you don't do jail time for that.
No, he didn't do anything.
And, you know, he pled to a lousy misdemeanor and, you know, basically got off scot-free after stealing thousands of dollars.
Yeah, yeah. No, so sometimes it's unfortunately not taken seriously. I guess that answers your question, Karen. And it's really oftentimes not only just not taken seriously, it's looked upon as a civil matter and not really a criminal matter.
Whoa.
But if you missed last week's show where we talk about all this and you still want to hear about it, just go to the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com because we actually have every single show we ever posted for you to listen to at your convenience. How about we go to our first call of the day, Ron in Hollywood. How are you, Ron?
Hey, Eric. Hey, Karen. Hey, Mr. Shapiro. Hi, everyone.
How are you?
36 people are still not paying their reserves, but we got reserves coming in, and our buildings are being fixed. However, there's still an issue of the people not paying their assessments and maintenance fees. Can that be still a hazardous to your condo living?
36 units not paying their assessments is very hazardous. How many units altogether in your association?
300.
So about 10% are not paying. I can tell you, in the glory days of about 5-7 years ago, Scott, if only 10% were not paying, we'd say that's pretty good.
We're calling that the glory days now?
Right?
Yeah.
But
well, does that mean they're going to still foreclose on our homes if we don't get it fixed?
Absolutely. No two ways about it. I mean, the bottom line is you're going to have the other 260-something units paying for everybody else, and those people are going to, quite frankly, demand that they foreclose on their neighbors because they don't want to pick up the bill for everybody. And especially when reserves are
not coming in. My mom and dad have been paying for my assessments extra, and they don't have, and I don't know how they're doing it. And then now my water heater might be affected too, so there's situations in my home that need to be repaired. So
yeah, well, that's the problems when you live in a community association and you don't have reserves to begin with. You know, that's part of the reason why we encourage on the show time in and time again to have a reserve account. Because when you don't and you have major alterations, you know, time to pass a special assessment.
I hope other people that are listening call in that live in countryside will call your show and discuss it just other than me.
Well, I hope they do, Ron, and I want to thank you for the call this morning. How about we go to Ben from Salt Springs, Florida?
Who's that?
Ben, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Ben, first tell us where Salt Springs is.
It's about 25 miles north and east of Ocala.
Gotcha.
It's about 50 miles south and west of St. Augustine.
Okay, you learn something every day.
Ocala.
So you're telling us you have condo and HOA problems even in that part of the state?
Boy, I don't know what that means. If you got more problems, I feel for you.
Yeah, we got them down here, too. How can we help you?
Okay, I sent this, laid this out pretty good on a short five paragraphs, no more than two sentences apiece. And I tell you what, you can reach it online at this address. I sent it to your website where you fill in, you know, and it's a PHP, and so I couldn't upload the information on there, so I put a link to it on
my
website.
Yeah, I tried that link. It wouldn't work.
What
I know what you're talking
what
about.
Do you want to
but
ask?
What's the question that you have to ask?
Why it didn't work. All right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'll explain it to you here from looking at the question I sent to the Florida Department of Professional Regulation. I'm in the Salt Springs Resort. I'll make it as quick as I can. It's association was established in 2004, and there was a declaration of condominium created, the state of Florida, blah, blah, blah. In this declaration of condominium, there's a section 12 titled Use Restrictions, and then a 12 general restrictions. Under general restrictions, there's 21 restrictions that was originally posted there. Out of that, we've had some amendments, but they've amended six of them, but they've never amended 15 of the 21. My question boils down to this right here. I'll read it just as the way as I sent it to the state of Florida, too. My question about this restriction also pertains to all restrictions listed in the DOC, either in the original DOC or the one amendments to it. I'm being told by our CAM that the majority of these restrictions do not apply because the SSRA, Salt Springs Resort Association Board, never adopted a rule based on them. Which came as a, let me turn that radio down just a little
bit more. Okay, all right, because never adopted a rule based on them? Okay, here's what I'm going to do. Ed, I'm going to ask you to put Ben on hold so I can actually answer this question. I think the manager, it seems to me, has it in reverse order. And it seems to me that there are recorded restrictions under your governing documents labeled both use restrictions and general restrictions, and those are in the recorded documents. And for some reason, you have your manager taking the position that because the board never adopted a rule to enforce these restrictions, that somehow they're not valid. And your manager has it upside down. Because they're in the governing documents, they are actually valid. They're in the superior document. A rule, even making a rule saying we're not going to enforce these, is absolutely not enforceable to begin with. So your manager is wrong. Your board should be enforcing the provisions of the superior document, which is the Declaration of Condominium, rather than any board-reigned rule that they might make that contravenes the anything in the superior document, which is the recorded declaration. So your manager's incorrect, and it's time to enforce the documents. But here's what we got to do. We got to take our first break of the hour. Pat from Hollywood, I see you're on hold. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this, taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Structural Engineering Professionals, or SEP, founded 15 years ago, specializes in providing clients with concrete repair, glass sliding door, and window projects throughout South Florida. We live in paradise here in Florida, but as time passes, our warm temperatures, summer rains, and salt air combine to cause lots of damage to the concrete and steel in our buildings. SEP will visit your building and give you straightforward answers about serious problems you might not even realize you have. Concrete problems are usually hidden, and it takes an expert like SEP to find them. SEP has assisted over 1,100 clients in South Florida. We will give you the best service and straightforward, honest answers at a reasonable price. Call SEP at 561-844-4060 and visit our website at struc-engineers.com. Again, the number to call for SEP is 561-844-4060. Call SEP. Get the whole story up front. Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Association Services of Florida, or Associa, has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years. As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Our own mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. We back up that statement with our superior senior management, all of whom have many years of experience personally managing communities and who provide expert support to the management, staff, and to our association's board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And view our website at associaflorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOA here on 850 WFTL in South Florida, 1080 AM in Central Florida, and 1060 AM on Florida's Space Coast on the Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer and Associates, specializing in community association law. We are taking your phone calls for free advice at 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
All right. The election season is fast approaching, and for both condos and HOAs, remember, everybody, if you don't get certified either 1 year before becoming a board member or within 90 days after becoming a board member, you are automatically off the board. You're gone. And one way of getting certified is by attending our popular Condo Craze board certification course that has now certified over 11,000 Floridians. And we really have a busy schedule of free classes for everybody coming up all over the state. Here they are, January 27th, 2016, 6:30. It's going to start 5:30 check-in with a buffet. We'll give dinner to everybody. And that's going to be at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, January 27th.
February 13th, 9 a.m., Orlando Holiday Inn at Universal.
March 2nd, 8:30 a.m., back in Miami at the Miami Convention Center.
March 9th, 8:30 a.m., Broward Convention Center.
March 30th, 8:30 a.m., Palm Beach Convention Center.
April 20th, 8:30 a.m., Tampa Bay Convention Center.
And May 1st, of course, we'll do our
big show
at the Hard Rock again, back in Hollywood. We'll do the radio show live, including a whole day of education. And board members, please do not get certified by signing that silly self-serving affidavit. Come learn something at a class for a few hours. It's fun, it's educational, and you'll be with your peers in a great environment.
Yeah, no excuses, everyone. It's really easy and it's kind of fun, so you should definitely come out. And registration is just as easy as the course. All right, just go to condocrazeandhoas.com or just download the Condo Craze app for your iPhone or Android device and click
Intel's
on the register for our seminars tab. That's it. You don't have to do more than that.
That's
it's really, really easy.
And there's no test. Everybody passes.
Introducing Intel's new pressure.
Exactly. All right, how about we take our first call? Pat from Hollywood. How are you, Pat?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for holding.
My question is, my parents are in a legal dispute with their condo association, and during the time of this legal dispute, the board called a special meeting to vote on the issue that they're in dispute with by a general proxy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the board is asking the unit owners themselves to kind of solve this issue. I don't know what the issue is between your parents and the association, but kind of weird.
I didn't know how much I didn't know how much detail you wanted. Okay, the issue is with a washing machine. Their current bylaws do not prohibit washing machines. You know, they have common element type thing, but it's a portable apartment size, hooked to the bathroom sink. It doesn't involve common elements. But there is nothing in the bylaws prohibiting it. The association started charging my parents, or are trying to charge my parents, 1/32nd of the entire building's water bill until they remove the washer. So in this dispute, I've asked them, I said, what gives you the right to charge this amount? And there's nothing in your bylaws prohibiting a washer in the way we have it installed. I had the building's plumber come and inspect it and look at it.
Well, let me ask you this. Are there separate washing machines on the floors?
There's one for 16 units.
Right. Okay. Let me do this. I'm going to ask our producer, Ed, to kind of put you on hold, and then I'm going to answer your question this way. It's irrelevant oftentimes as to whether or not the governing documents talk about washing machines, don't talk about washing machines. I can tell you that there's arbitration cases out there that say that hooking up the, and I know you're saying it's not hooked up to the common elements, but it's hooked up to a water line. And there's cases out there, and I'm also concerned where it becomes really dangerous is not so much washers, but dryers that are not ventilated properly can absolutely cause a spark and set the fire to the entire building. So I will tell you that there's cases out there that building officials have come in and ordered, and it's going on right now. I won't name, the associations that I'm aware of, but you have associations, I will tell you, massive condominiums where the building officials have now come out and ordered everybody to get rid of their washing machines because of the potential danger for it. And there's arbitration cases out there that say the board can require you to move it, to relocate it, take them out, and you're going to pay for any damages to the common elements that accrue as a result, and you're going to pay, of course, the cost of removing it. And when the association sues you, you're also going to pay the association's costs and attorney's fees when they, again, file that suit against you in arbitration. So I can tell you, I would not have put the washing machines and or dryers in without getting permission first, because oftentimes when you do it after the fact, the you wind up getting hit with a tremendously large bill and you got to remove it anyway. But again, if you have a question in regards to their specific circumstance, give us a call, 855-4-CONDOCRAZE at the office, 855-4-CONDOCRAZE. Bottom line is the board has a lot of authority in this regard to say, get them out and you're going to fix the repairs and you're going to pay our fees.
So okay? You're saying pay the water bill.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying don't install that laundry equipment unless you got permission first, you pulled a permit first. Because there's lots of cases like this where you can wind up getting in trouble.
That was my question. How did they know they had the washer in there?
Oh, people talk in a condo. If one person knows, everybody knows. How about we go to Shannon in Tampa? How are you, Shannon? We are all over the state today. How are you, Shannon? Shannon, you there? All right, Shannon is gone. How about we go to Bob in Fort Lauderdale? Oh,
you
there, Shannon?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, great. My question is regarding who legally can file liens and collections. Does that have to be a certified property manager and or an attorney?
That's a great question, because the Florida Supreme Court ruled on this just a few months ago in the summer. A community association manager is prohibited by law from preparing liens. That is considered the practice of law. Anytime a document is prepared which can affect title to a property, that has to be done by a licensed Florida attorney. And community association managers who do it will be accused of practicing law without a license, and they can lose their license for doing it. They cannot prepare liens.
Hey, Eric, I got a question.
Yep.
Let's say you're a construction company and you do a construction lien yourself.
Yeah. Well, I guess the question sometimes boils down to whether or not you're getting paid to do something. So if you're doing it on your own, you know, maybe not. But managers, 100%, it's in the Supreme Court opinion, which specifically came out and said what managers can and cannot do. And one of the things specifically on point that they cannot do is to prepare a lien in your association. Is that what's going on in your community, Shannon?
Yes, we have a contracted employee who does all of our paperwork, and she has been filing the liens and collections, but she is not a certified property manager and has not been working with an attorney. So that's what we needed clarification on.
Well, that's now practicing law without a license, and it can actually lead in an arrest.
Okay, that's all right. Thank you very much.
Okay, you got it. All right, how about we go to Bob in Fort Lauderdale? How are you, Bob?
Hello.
How are you, Bob?
Fine. I have a question about something that we were looking into. There's some checks written, a bunch of checks. It added up to about $70,000 or $80,000, quite substantial, that work that was done paid to a board member. And I fear the work wasn't done. It probably looks like more than just pilfering, obviously.
Well, what kind of work are we talking about?
In the government, you know, like Broward Sheriff's Office, wherever.
Well, hold on. What was the work allegedly for?
Well, it was really for some kind of cement work of some sort on the building.
Okay, let's deal with this quickly, because I got a minute before the break.
Basically speaking, where to go when you suspect something fraudulent, not just...
Well, the police are not going to help you unless you actually serve it up on a silver platter, okay?
Well, we have something on a silver platter.
Okay, if it's that simple, then yeah, you can certainly take it to the police. But the bottom line is, the first thing we want to know is, if this guy's a board member and he obviously got a contract with the association to do some work, was that voted upon properly? In other words,
No.
Was it disclosed at a meeting? Did two-thirds of the other directors agree that that they were going to sign the contract?
No.
Was it disclosed at the next unit owner meeting?
It was done by a maintenance person here. Said with a few dollars, we found there was a check was made out for some $7,000 or $8,000.
Okay. And it's a condo, right? Well, I think we just lost Bob. All right, so let's cut Bob off. Bottom line is, again, one of those situations where if this is a condo, Bob simply can pick up the phone, call the DBPR, and the DBPR will 100% investigate the potential of a board member walking off at $70,000. And an HOA, you're on your own. Good luck. Go hire a lawyer and go fight it yourselves. But let's do this. Let's take our second break of the hour. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. Visit the website cdri.et.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website site at driveway.net.
Craze and HOAs here on 850 AM in South Florida, 1080 AM in Central Florida, and 1060 AM on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer and Associates. Of course, it's a law firm specializing in community association law with offices here in Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and Tampa, Fort Myers, and Naples. Taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. That is a toll-free number for some free advice. And if you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOAs listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of our Condo Craze and HOAs radio show? All of our sponsors have a commercial during the show, have display tables at all of our live events that we do throughout the state, and you get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Your company's logo and website are posted on the Condo Craze website and on our email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our newsletters that we send out to tens of thousands of community associations all around the state. To find out more, just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com.
All right, this week, let's turn our attention to the flag. You know, Veterans Day just passed last week. Thanksgiving is only a few days away. And although I really hope it didn't happen and won't happen, you can rest assured that a few more of these fights between associations and unit owners regarding displaying the flag, you know, took place or will take place this week, and it's going to make its way into the news. So how about we remind our listeners about what the Florida statutes say in regard to flag displays in your condo or HOA? How about giving it a shot, Scott?
Yeah, they're pretty common. common dispute, and all you need to do is really Google, you know, HOA flag dispute, and you're going to find it all over the internet. But what the law says is in a condominium, any unit owner may display one portable, removable United States flag in a respectful way, and an Armed Forces Day, Memorial Day, Flag Day, Independence Day, and Veterans Day may display in a respectful way portable, removable official flags not larger than 4.5 feet by 6 feet that represent the service branches of the United States Armed Forces. And regardless of any declaration of rules or requirements dealing with flags, these laws apply.
Right.
So
a little different than an HOA.
Yeah.
HOA statute says a homeowner may display one portable, removable United States flag or official flag of the state of Florida in a respectful manner, and one portable, removable official flag in a respectful manner, not larger than 4.5 by 6 feet, which represents the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, or POW flag, regardless of any covenants, restrictions, bylaws, rules, or requirements of the association. And, in fact, HOA owners, you can even erect a flagpole. But here's yet another example of inconsistencies between condo and HOA laws. They really make no sense. In a condo, it has to be Armed Forces Day, Memorial Day, Flag Day, Independence Day, or Veterans Day in order to display a flag that represents the Navy, Air Force, Marines, or the Coast Guard. In an HOA, though, a homeowner can display those flags all year round. Now, you know, go tell a former Marine that he can't display his Marine Corps flag because he lives in a condo. But a former Marine who lives in an HOA can display his Marine Corps flag. You know, duck when you say it.
Yeah, we all get, like, huffy and puffy about this, though, Eric. But it comes down to the fact that the common elements are the common elements in the condominium, and they're not in an HOA. So that's kind of where the distinction's drawn.
That could be. That's true.
Well, why is it, though, that we hear these stories year after year of associations demanding that the American flag or other patriotic decorations be removed from front lawns or windows, but on the contrary, we almost never hear complaints from associations about overzealous Christmas decorations or other holiday displays?
I would actually dispute that, Karen, because I've had to deal with a few Christmas display decorations that were causing people not to sleep a few years ago.
That's like the Kramer chicken sign.
Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly right.
But, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of that. But there's actually a case going on in Utah right now where some condo owners were asked to take down the flag by their board, and the board relied upon a Utah statute that reads, all exterior decorations must be removed within 10 days following the holiday.
Yeah,
so it's not bad. I mean, sometimes people leave their lights up until July.
No, right, exactly. But look at what this condo association did. They actually have a board taking the position that the American flag is simply a holiday decoration.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, this really enraged the condo owners, who certainly don't accept that notion, that's for sure.
Well, isn't there some federal law that would protect these people and allow them to fly the flag?
There is a federal law, actually, and it's called the Freedom to Display the American Flag Act of 2005. And that act, again, federal law, it states a condo association, a co-op, or residential real estate management association can adopt or enforce any policy or enter into any agreement that would restrict or prevent an association member from displaying the U.S. flag on residential property within the association with respect to which such member has a separate ownership interest or a right to exclusive possession or use. And that's exactly what you were referring to.
And there's a distinction. Yeah.
Right. You can't do it on the common elements.
Yeah, the act goes on to state that the association can make reasonable restrictions pertaining to the time, place, and manner of displaying the flag necessary to protect the substantial interests of the condominium, co-op, or residential real estate management association. Yeah, Eric, and I always come back to my fallback position on this is the same. The people that, you know, usually are yelling about the flag the most because, you know, their rights are being infringed upon, they're the ones who leave it up 24/7 in rain and at night.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, you know, if you're that zealous about your patriotism, treat the flag respectfully, take it down at night and fold it and, you know, don't let it fall apart to the elements.
Right. Yeah, but it is true. You know, you put up a million lights and you're often told how great your property looks. But too often, you know, we see situations where you put up a flag and you're told to take it down. And you have to ask yourself, what is it sometimes about the display of the American flag that causes the association leadership to demand that, you know, even the most tactful and tasteful displays of patriotism, you know, get removed. And let me tell you, I'm not suggesting that a homeowner is allowed to paint their entire home red, white, and blue with 50 stars. That's certainly not what I'm saying. There certainly needs to be some uniformity. But I am suggesting that associations sometimes have to make the choice of picking and choosing their battles. And, you know, we see it far too often that the battle chosen seems to be to take down the flag. It's a battle against our own flag.
Yeah, and if any of our listeners have an outrageous take down your flag story, we want to know about it. Here on Condo Craze and HOAs, give us a call in the studio at 877-850-8585.
All right, how about we go to David from Tampa? How are you, David? David, you there?
Yes.
How can we help?
We had a board meeting this past week, and we're a five-member board. We had two of them resign in anger, which I'm sure is normal. You hear this all the time.
Right.
Now they want to unresign, which I'm sure you hear all the time. Do we have to let them?
No, you do not. There's no such thing as unresign. Tell me how they resigned.
They did it verbally. Said, this is my last meeting. It was, you know, after normal heated discussion. They said I resigned, but I guess the one catch is that, you know, offer acceptance contract.
No such thing as acceptance. No such thing as the board does not have to accept anybody's resignation. There's oftentimes confusion in that regard. There's a case, and I remember we've spoken about it on this show before, and basically the lesson we were trying to teach on that show was be careful of what you say, even if you kind of say it in jest, even if you say it in anger. But there, an arbitrator entered an order, and we can certainly find the case, where a board member said at the board meeting, just exactly like you're referring to, I've had enough of this, I can't take it anymore, you're all nuts, I resign. And guess what? They wanted to come back on the board wouldn't let him back, and the case wound up in arbitration, and the arbitrator said, sorry, you resigned during a meeting, on the record, you're done, you're gone, can't come back, and the board is not forced to take you back. So if you want a copy of that case, just give us a call tomorrow in the office, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and I will be glad to email it to you.
Unless they get reelected.
Right. They can run for reelection next time, but once they, you know, said that they resign, that's it. They're done. Okay?
Thanks.
All right, Dave. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak to our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations. We are a clear leader in the marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about Mack, Mack & Waltz and how they can save you money and improve insurance programs, call 954-640-6225. Ask Greg Waltz, one of the owners at Extension 141 or Extension 149. Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group, let us protect your association.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website, pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
As a flood or other disaster struck your community, is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 if your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL in South Florida, 1080 AM in Central Florida, and 1060 AM on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. It's a law firm specializing in community association law, and we are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. 85 toll free.
All right. Remember, download our Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or Android device. The app does a lot when you download it. At the touch of a button, you have an instant access to all of our Florida laws governing community associations, whether it's condos, HOAs, even co-ops. We threw in the administrative code as well, and this is really going to come in handy, guys, during the election season. You can listen to any of our past Condo Craze shows instantly. Go directly to our show's website, see who our sponsors are. You can go to the website for Glazer & Associates and find out more about our law firm. Instantly send us your questions and comments, even when we're on the air. Read all of our prior newsletters, sign up for our seminars, and even read all of our blog articles that we publish online every Monday morning. Just download it again, all in one new app, Condo Craze and HOAs, for your iPhone or Android. Just give us a call, give us a try, and let us know what you think. All right. I actually promised one of our listeners that I would address a really great email that he sent in during the week. I asked for permission to actually answer this on the air, and I got it. So here it goes. I'm in an HOA which is managed by a CAM. Our president is a member of the HOA, and our president is also a practicing attorney. He or the CAM calls the meeting to order and goes through the agenda, then asks everybody except the board to leave as he declares himself the attorney, meets with the board behind closed doors without even an explanation as to what they need to meet secretly about. I was on and off the board over the past 25 years in this HOA, and there were only two times we had to have a closed-door meeting to discuss a lawsuit, and our attorney was present. Question, can the HOA president wear these two hats now and close the meeting? Shouldn't he explain why they need to meet behind closed doors?
The answer to that is yes, but this is like a law school fact pattern here, Eric. There's a lot of things going on. because, you know, where to begin? I guess the first one is, you know, the attorney is also a board member. So we first have to make sure that the relationship is allowed. So before getting hired, was the board in a meeting where this relationship was disclosed? I mean, I have to think there was some sort of disclosure.
Right.
You know, he is the attorney. And did two-thirds of the non-interested board members vote in favor of hiring this gentleman as the attorney? And then finally, at the next members meeting, were the owners notified of the contract and were they told of the right to cancel it? I mean, you know, all this stuff is pretty straightforward. So, I mean, you would think they did it.
Sometimes they don't get that two-thirds vote, that I can tell you.
Yeah.
But, and that's just one issue, whether or not they hired him correctly. But the next issue is that there appears to be lots of closed-door meetings going on where the community association members themselves, they're getting kicked out. They're being asked to leave.
I thought that in a community association, all the meetings must be open to everyone.
Yeah, well, the board can have closed-door meetings with their lawyer, but only if they're going to discuss current or imminent civil or criminal litigation or administrative proceedings. And it seems to me that this really isn't the case here.
Yeah.
You know, there's no such cases that are pending.
Notice those meetings.
Got it. Should
too.
Be noticed as a closed door meeting. But it seems to me, at least this gentleman that wrote it in, he's not saying that there are any pending or imminent cases. You know, criminal cases, civil cases, or administrative cases going on. So no, these meetings, if they're not discussing that, these meetings must be open to the board, to all the unit owners, even if the board is meeting with their attorney. If they're not discussing,
they can't even all be in the pool and doing that, right?
Right, you know? Exactly, right.
So what does this poor guy do if the board still continues to have these closed-door meetings?
Yeah, well, the only thing he can do is, you know, ask the board to attend a pre-suit mediation, and if that fails, he'd have to file a lawsuit. And again, it's another example where if a condo owner has the exact same problem, he complains to the DBPR takes care of it. But if you're in an HOA, like our listener, it's going to cost you big bucks to correct this problem.
Or,
yeah,
you could just not leave.
Yeah, that's true. That's the other thing. Don't leave.
Make me leave.
Right, make me leave. That's true. See
then
what happens.
Then you got a policeman, and,
well,
because we've said that's a good idea.
Yeah, if they're not going to be talking about pending or imminent civil, criminal, or administrative proceedings, I ain't leaving. I like that answer. How about we go to James from Palm Beach? How are you, James?
I'm great, thank you. Is there a reference to... I live on the first floor of a condo.
I can't hear. You're going to have to talk a little louder, James.
Yeah, I live on the first floor of a condo. The unit above us, they install wood floor against the condo by law.
I can't understand.
Yeah, take us off the speakerphone, or if you're on a Bluetooth, but speak right into the phone.
Yeah, I'm driving, so I'm going to have to call back to my landlord.
No, that's better. Now we hear you.
You can hear me better?
I think. Give it a shot, James.
Yeah, I live on the first floor of a condo. The unit above us installed wood floor. The condo on wood states that no one should install wood floor, especially over the bedroom, without a condo approval.
Right.
The unit above us installed wood floor. It's creating a lot of noise from upstairs. We cannot sleep at nighttime. We contacted the condo board. We contacted the management company. As of today, they have done nothing. What are my recourse? You know, what options do I have?
Well, do you know if... Are wooden floors allowed? It was difficult to hear you. Are wooden floors allowed if the proper soundproofing material is used?
It is approved. Yeah, it is required with the proper soundproofing, but it also requires that the board approve any form of...
The board, okay. Here's what I would do, and we've been involved in lots of cases like this where people have the same exact issues as you do. I would... The association is required to keep official records showing that these people upstairs made a request, okay, to actually put down the wood floors. So first thing I would do if I was you is I'd send a letter to the association, certified mail, return receipt requested, or I'd drop it off, but it has to be in writing, and I'd want copies of any and all requests by your upstairs neighbor to install wood or laminate flooring in their unit. And then I'd also want any responses by the board. And then I'd want copies of any and all permits that were pulled in order to put it down. And, you know, their entire file regarding what went on upstairs, regarding the request to put down the floor and what the board said in response. And if the upstairs unit owner provided any proof that they were putting down the proper soundproofing materials. We just had a case in one of the Century Villages where the same exact thing happened. And it turns out that... The requirements of the association were that it had to be at least 3/4 inch soundproofing. And after getting all the records, it turns out that the upstairs neighbor only told the board that they're putting down 1/2 inch soundproofing and 1/4 inch what's called thin set, which is like the material that you put on over the soundproofing material that bonds the tile to the floor. And what the thin set does, it actually enhances the noise.
Oh, geez.
So they not only, they were 1/4 inch short to begin with, and the thin set actually enhances the noise. So the bottom line is we proved that the upstairs neighbor did not put down the tile incorrectly, so put it down correctly. So we sued everybody, and the bottom line is, a whole new floor is going to be put down upstairs after we file suit. This was, quite frankly, after what turned out to be an expensive lawsuit, but the plaintiff's going to wind up getting every nickel back. But get the records. That's the bottom line.
Does he have to take sound recordings?
Not necessarily sound recordings, but he can certainly go in and ask for copies of the documents. And if the documents prove that they put down the wrong material, he's going to win. He's absolutely going to win. He can, I'm sure, certainly show that the board never approved it. But very good phone call. Give us a call in the office. Again, we've dealt with that many times before. 855, the number 4-CONDOR-CRAZE again, 855-4-CONDOR-CRAZE. Let's do this. Let's take our final break. We'll be back right after this. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. Again, back after this.
The finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years' experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Thanks for joining us also on the Treasure Coast on 1080 AM in Central Florida and 1060 AM on the Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. It's been a nice show.
It has
lots
been.
Of calls all over the place.
Yeah, all over the state today. That's great. Problems seem to exist everywhere. All right, let's briefly talk about what we're going to talk about next week on the show, because we're really going to be talking about a very interesting case coming out of North Florida by around the Tampa area involving sellers of a home that actually had a sinkhole problem, and these sellers didn't disclose it before they sold it to the next victim, let's call it, and wait until you hear what happened to them. You'll find out what sellers have to disclose when selling their home, and I got to tell you, if you ever thought about selling your home in the state of Florida, don't miss it, because failure to disclose certain defects.
Johnson v. Davis.
There you go, Scott. Remember, we're going to talk all about Johnson versus Davis next week.
Don't you have to disclose if there's like a murder there?
You know what? We'll talk about that too.
Yeah,
whether or not you have to disclose
prior
crimes.
In New York, if it's haunted.
If it's haunted, like in Amityville, yes. But all kidding aside, a lot to know as a seller, a lot of ways you can get in trouble in the state of Florida for failing to disclose known defects in your home. So something you definitely want to tune in and learn about to avoid liability. Thanksgiving coming up this week, so we want to wish everybody and their families both a happy and a healthy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the week.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Mom.
Mom and everybody else in all our families, happy Thanksgiving.
Go
What's
Dolphins,
on tap for
Dolphins
football today?
Beat the Cowboys.
Oh,
they've got Tony Romo back.
Romo is back today. What's the prediction,
He's
Scott?
He's not going to be so sharp.
I don't know. 6-3.
Tony's been out, you know, with a collarbone.
An offensive shootout, 6-3, huh? Okay, everybody, thanks for tuning in to another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. Again, happy and a healthy holiday, and we'll see you same time, 11 o'clock a.m. next week. Have a great week.